in trusting others to God. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, there's a phrase, we'll read it in three different versions. Darby says, I commit you to God. Moffat says, I entrust you to God. And the Bible in basic English says, I give you into the care of God. When Paul left the saints at Ephesus, he committed them to the care of God. Too often, we attempt to play God in people's lives. Paul was not one of them. He not only entrusted the saints to God, but he did so to the word of his grace, which he knew was able to edify them. Simply put, Paul trusted God with the saints. He trusted that they were his handiwork, his achievement, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. He trusted that God's word, and not just any word, but his word of grace was enough. He did not seek the Lord over them or their faith. Maturity, through acquaintance with God and his grace, brings one to a place of trust in God, that he is able to edify by his grace. It enables us to give others over to the care of God, to trust them to him. Some carry the heavy weight of others on their shoulders, as if somehow they were responsible for the direction and outcome of their lives, that somehow they were supposed to lead and guide their lives. Being God to someone is a especially hard job if you're not qualified. There's only one qualified for such a daunting task, and he already has all things completely under his control. So relax. God's good at his job. Just like with any other work, you can't judge the finished product when seeing it in some stage of its development. This is true of you and me, of our loved ones, of our friends, of our fellow members of the body of Christ, and in fact, of all God's creation. God, who works all things after the counsel of his own will, finds no challenge with our circumstances or lives or the lives of others. Nothing poses an obstacle to him. After all, he is the Almighty God. Relax with those whom God has placed in your life. God is God. He is in charge. He loves them just as unconditionally as he loves you. He is molding them as surely as he is you, day by day, into all that he intends for them to be, regardless of what we may think we currently see. Do not be tempted to play God in the lives of others. Entrust them to God.